Welcome, Curious Minds. Today on The Deep Dive, we're pulling back the curtain on a stage of software development that's absolutely crucial, but maybe often goes a bit unnoticed, user interface design.
That's right.
And specifically, we're going to dive deep into a foundational tool they use in this process, wireframes.
Yeah, the real building blocks.
Our mission today, really, is to understand how designers craft those intuitive digital spaces we interact with every single day. We'll be focusing on the essentials, inputs, outputs, and validation.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of hidden gears that make technology work seamlessly for you, the end user.
And we'll be drawing our insights from a couple of key sources today, excerpts from the Higher CS Software Design and Development booklet, and also Unit 1 Software Design and Development.pdf.
Right.
Our goal is pretty straightforward. Distill the core knowledge from these materials so you feel, you know, really well informed about this often overlooked design cornerstone.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. Think about the last time you used an app or visited a website that just felt right. You know, easy to navigate, clear, no guessing involved.
Yeah, flows nicely.
Exactly. Now, compare that to an experience where you were just constantly frustrated, tapping around, trying to figure out where to go or what to do next.
We've all been there.
Oh, yeah. That difference. That's really the power of good user interface design. It's what you see, what you click, what you type, basically, how you talk to the software.
It really is. And in the grand scheme of actually bringing software to life, the design stage isn't just about planning the underlying code or, you know, the internal logic.
Right.
It's equally, maybe even more vital to figure out how the program will appear and behave from the user's perspective. Our sources really emphasize that this involves creating a set of detailed documents.
Like what?
Well, documents that describe not just what the program will do, but how it will do it, specifically from that interaction standpoint. It's a proactive step, really, to define the user's entire journey, making sure it's as smooth as possible.
You know, it's funny. We often take good UI completely for granted, but a truly successful design always puts the end user first. Always.
Absolutely critical.
This means thinking about their age, their experience level with technology, maybe their technical ability. And this isn't just like a nice to have. It genuinely influences everything.
Everything.
Yeah, from the specific language used in prompts. You know, is it enter your name or something more technically like authenticate primary identifier? Big difference.
It's a huge difference.
Right. To the overall screen layout, even figuring out if dedicated help screens are needed. It's all about crafting an intuitive, almost invisible experience that anticipates needs and, crucially, prevents misunderstandings.
And that brings up a really critical question for any development team. Before you write even a single line of code, how do you visualize and plan this interaction, this dialogue between the user and the software?
Yeah, how do you map it out?
Exactly. How do you make sure that problems, particularly those related to how a user interacts with the system, are caught and dealt with early? Because that's when they're exponentially cheaper to fix.
Cheaper. How much cheaper?
Well, the data suggests a problem caught in design might cost, you know, pennies to fix. If it slips through to development, that cost jumps to dollars. Mm. Post-release patches, you could be looking at hundreds, maybe thousands. Wireframes are like that economic firewall.
Pennies versus potentially thousands. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So this is where wireframes come in.
This is precisely where wireframes step onto the stage.
Okay, so what are they? Like blueprints?
Yeah, think of them exactly like architectural blueprints, but for a digital space, they're a low-fidelity visual layout tool.
Low-fidelity, meaning basic.
Basic, yeah. Think of it as a bare-bones sketch. It outlines the core structure and functionality without getting bogged down in all the visual details like specific colors, fonts, or, you know, fancy graphics yet.
Ah, okay. So it's about the bones of the house, not the fancy wallpaper.
Exactly. The bones, not the interior decoration just yet.
Got it.
And our sources clearly state that wireframing can be used to design the user interface, and they highlight it as one of several graphical program design notations.
Graphical program design notations sounds a bit technical.
It just means visual ways to plan software. These notations, which also include things like structure diagrams, they're essential for clarifying how a system will look and function.
Okay.
And what often surprises people is that while complex GUIs, graphical user interfaces, obviously use sophisticated tools for wireframing.
Right, the ones with all the buttons and menus.
Yes. But even simpler text-based UIs like, you know, command line programs or maybe things developed initially in Python, they benefit immensely from this fundamental design approach, too.
Even text-based, really?
Absolutely. It's essentially that preliminary sketch to decide on the visual structure and the workflow. makes it a critical step, regardless of how complex the final product looks. It lets you focus purely on the interaction logic first.
And here's why that focus is so powerful, right? Wireframes help us map out the user's entire journey, from the moment they open the program to when they actually complete their task.
Mm-hmm. Start to finish.
They force us to consider every single step. What information does the user need to provide? What actions do they need to take? And what results or feedback do they expect to see?
Yeah, it's a complete walkthrough of that interaction flow.
Long before you've committed to a single line of code, which sounds incredibly useful.
It is. Saves a lot of headaches later.
Okay, theory is great, but let's make this real. You mentioned the sources have an example.
They do. Let's look at a concrete example. The user interface design for a deciding grades program.
Deciding grades. Okay.
Now, this particular example uses a text-based interface, which might seem simple.
Like the ones we were just talking about.
Exactly. But it perfectly illustrates the core principles of wireframing, especially around inputs, outputs, and critically, validation.
Okay, walk us through it. Inputs first.
Right. So the wireframe explicitly shows the prompts for collecting the data. Things like, please enter the name of the pupil, then please enter the assignment mark, 050 integer, and finally, please enter the exam mark, 0110 integer.
Pretty straightforward. Ask for the info needed.
Yes, but this isn't just about what to ask. The real magic, or maybe the real discipline, is that the wireframe also details the validation rules and the exact error messages right there.
Ah, okay. So not just what data, but what makes it valid data.
Precisely. Yeah. For example, if someone enters an invalid assignment mark, maybe they type 50 instead of 50, or a number outside the range.
Yeah.
The wireframe shows the exact message. Sorry, that is not a valid assignment mark. Please enter a value between 0 and 50.
Wow, okay, so it's planned right down to the error text.
Absolutely. This forethought, identifying exactly what is valid input and what specific message to show when it's not, is invaluable. It prevents a cascade of problems later, makes the program robust and user-friendly, guides the user back on track.
No more generic error 42 messages.
Hopefully not. And what's also really clever about these wireframe designs is the smart use of placeholders.
Placeholders? Like what?
You'll see things like hashtag being used to indicate, say, a number that will change within a loop count, or maybe name for where the pupil's name will go and grade for the output grade.
Ah, so like variables in the design itself.
Kind of, yeah. These placeholders signify where that dynamic data, the actual name or the calculated grade, will eventually appear, but you don't need the actual values yet during the wireframing stage.
Why is that important?
It's crucial because it lets designers map out the dynamic content structure without getting sidetracked by where the data comes from or how it's stored in the backend database or whatever.
Right. Focus on the user view first.
Exactly. It's about ensuring the flow and the structure of the interface are absolutely right before you even think about plugging in real data. That early identification of all the required data points and how they'll be displayed is key to a robust design. Handles expected inputs, helps plan for unexpected ones too.
Makes sense. So we've covered inputs, validation, placeholders. What about the outputs for this grades program?
Right, the results. For this program, the wireframe clearly lays out a simple, easy-to-read table, displays two columns, pupil name and grade awarded.
Nice and clear.
Direct, to the point. Shows exactly how the processed information will be presented back to the user. Ensures clarity, no ambiguity.
So this whole analytical approach, detailing inputs, validation, outputs.
It ensures that the functional requirements, basically what the program must do in terms of its inputs, processes, and outputs, are crystal clear, understood by everyone on the development team.
And crucially, before coding starts.
Long before a single line of code is written, ideally. It saves immense amounts of time and effort later by catching potential issues in the design phase, not during costly implementation or, even worse, during testing or after release.
It's like stress testing the user experience on paper first.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Okay, I think I'm getting a good picture now.
Okay.
We've seen how wireframes work with the grades example. Let's try applying this. Stretch our minds a bit.
Good idea.
Imagine a new challenge. Let's say an electronics website program. Simple purpose. Calculate the cost of buying a television.
Okay, buying a TV. Got it.
Now, this program needs to handle some specific rules for the price calculation. Rule one, TVs cost between 200 and 1,500 pounds.
A defined range, important.
Rule two, discounts. If a TV costs over 750 pounds, it gets a 10% discount.
Okay.
But if it costs over 1,200 pounds, the discount bumps up to 15%.
Tiered discounts. Adds a little complexity.
Right. So, thinking about everything we've just discussed, How would we start designing the user interface for this using wireframing?
That's a fantastic challenge, and it's where wireframing really shows its value. First up, inputs. What information does the user absolutely need to provide?
Well, the price of the TV, right?
Clearly, yeah, the initial price. So our wireframe would probably show a prompt like, please enter the television price, maybe an input field right next to it.
Simple enough.
Yeah.
But what about that price range? £200 to £1,500. And the discounts. How does validation fit in?
Absolutely crucial. We can't just let the user type in anything. £50, £2,000, expensive. None of that works.
Right.
So our wireframe would immediately specify the validation rules. We'd need to ensure the price entered is, one, within that specific £200 and £1,500 range.
Okay.
And two, maybe that's an exact pound amount, depending on requirements. But let's assume whole pounds for simplicity. No £500 and 50 pence.
Good point. Keeps it cleaner. So what happens if they break the rules?
Error messages planned right on the wireframe. If a user enters, say, 100, the wireframe would show an error message like, error, price must be between £200 and £1,500. Or if they typed 500.50, maybe, error, please enter a whole pound amount.
Again, that specific feedback.
That level of detail on the wireframe is what ensures robustness later on.
Okay, so we've got input, the price, we've got validation, the range and format. What about the outputs? What does the user see after the calculation?
For the output, yeah, we'd aim for clear, concise information. Our wireframe might show something like original price, original price.
Show what they entered.
Exactly. Then, after the calculation runs, discount applied, discount percentage, maybe it shows 0%, 10%, or 15%.
Let them know if they got a deal.
Right. Followed by the big one, final price. We might even add a nice touch like, you saved, amount saved.
Oh, I like that. Reinforces the value.
The key is just immediate clarity on the screen. No confusion about the cost.
I'm putting myself in the user's shoes here. Buying a TV, dealing with these discount rules, what would make this process really clear and easy? Is it just the layout?
A simple, uncluttered layout is definitely key. But it's more than just where boxes go.
Like what else?
Well, adding comments on your wireframe is an excellent practice, especially for the developers who build it later.
Comments. Explaining the design.
Yeah. You might add a note next to the input field saying, ensure prompt is clear for first-time users. Or next to the discount calculation, maybe consider adding a visual indicator, like a green check mark if a discount is applied. Just little notes to clarify the intent.
Accessibility. You mentioned that earlier.
Absolutely vital. You might add comments about ensuring sufficient color contrast for text, or maybe thinking about keyboard navigation if it was a more complex web interface. It's about meticulously thinking through the entire interaction.
The whole experience.
Yeah, to ensure it's smooth, error-resistant, and genuinely user-friendly for everyone who might use the program. It's not just drawing boxes. It's solving potential user headaches before they even exist.
Okay, pulling this all together then, what's the big takeaway? Wireframes sound fundamental.
They really are. Almost an invisible part of the software design process for the end user, but so critical internally.
They act as that crucial bridge, between the high-level idea of what a program should do.
And a concrete, actionable plan for how it will actually look and function for the person using it.
And they force us to think critically, to step into the user's shoes, basically.
Exactly. This process clarifies requirements. It helps identify potential issues like needing specific input validations really early on.
Which saves significant time and resources later by preventing costly redesigns or bug fixes. Back to the pennies versus dollars argument.
Precisely. They are essentially a powerful visual communication tool. By laying out and structuring user interfaces in this low-fidelity way, wireframes ensure that the human interaction with the software is as intuitive, efficient, and robust as possible.
Makes the overall experience far more positive for the end user.
And it bridges the gap between abstract ideas and concrete functionality, ensures everyone on the development team is speaking the same visual language before the coding starts.
So a final thought for our listeners. Next time you interact with an app or a website, maybe take a moment. Really look at its interface.
Mm.
Can you kind of visualize the wireframe that might have been behind it? What specific inputs, what outputs, what validations do you think were considered to make your experience feel seamless?
It's a great exercise.
It really transforms how you see the digital world around you, I think. Reveals the hidden thought and planning that goes into making technology just, well, work.